It's not surprising the new chairman of the North Carolina Republican Party is attacking Hillary Clinton on Twitter. What is surprising are his efforts to link Clinton to the Ku Klux Klan, WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
On July 22nd, Hassan Hartnett tweeted, "Say no to Hillary Clinton and the liberal takeover." The next day, he mused, "Say no to the Democrat lies liberal agenda." All stuff you might expect from North Carolina's top Republican organizer. But both tweets also included two photos merged together. One side, an unflattering picture of Hillary Clinton. The other, a black and white photo of a Klan rally complete with a burning cross and text reading, "The KKK was created as the militant wing of the Democrat Party in order to fight Republican Reconstruction." Now, here's the thing about those words.
They are true. The KKK was closely associated with the Democratic Party.
But political scientist Michael Bitzer of Catawba College quickly adds, that is if you're talking about Democrats from the turn of the last century. Bitzer says it's a monumental stretch to tie mainstream Democrats over the past 60 years to the Klan. Take these two laws, for example.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964 and the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was signed by a Democratic president.
One Lyndon Baines Johnson. And of course, there's America's first African-American president, Democrat Barack Obama. Hartnett from Cabarrus County is the first African-American chairman of the state's Republican Party. He's known as being a grassroots organizer. The tweets include the hashtags Black Lives Matter and Christian Lives Matter. But Michael Bitzer is curious if these tweets will cause a backlash with both voters and other key Republicans in the state. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.